And now, The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
What's that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hang on. Christine's workout video is still playing in the background.
No, that's my workout.
Whoa,
is it really?
What's your workout video, DJ Lou?
Nothing.
Was that really yours?
Yeah, it was me.
What are you working out? What's your workout plan?
Is it sweating to the oldies?
Oh, it's Channel 12 News.
Oh, was it really?
Shout out Channel 12. I'm watching, now that I'm staying in Jersey, I watch Channel 12 all the time. Shout out Channel 12, New Jersey's version of New York 1. Yeah. And it's exactly what you think a New Jersey version of New York 1 would be. Not as good. It's a fucking shit show. New York 1 is bad. In New York Jersey, you're like, did New York 1 win all the Edward R. Murrow Awards?
It's like community college fucking TV.
Dude, it's
news.
So funny. It really does. It reminds me of my middle school television station. What's up, LMS TV? Your boy made it out.
Is an audio video club? Let me see News 12.
Dude, News 12 is fucking crusty.
Every 10 minutes, they just keep looping the same stupid shit that they recorded in the morning.
So, is there a Sam Champion, like a person that everybody knows?
Yeah, and he's a real D-bag.
Yeah?
Dude, at one point, they just had a flood warning on the bottom left side of the corner. This is yesterday or the day before. Mm-hmm. And the county was in the middle of the state. And they would just occasionally just be like, flood warning. They never talked about it on the actual news. They just kind of fucking had it up there. The weather guy came on, did a full report, didn't even kind of bring up the flood warning that the graphic was telling us about.
Right.
So weird.
New York 1 is my favorite thing to put on. And I've told you this before. When I go on the road for like 2 or 3 weeks and I'm in places like Omaha and then I go to like Seattle and I come back to New York, my favorite thing in the world would be to put on New York 1 while I unpack and just hear the fucking craziness of like the local stories where they're like, two men were shot to death in the Bronx today. And then they just cut to this interview and the guy's like, I don't know what we'll do. I'm like, back in New York, baby. Because for as much as New York tries to act like, we're New York City, we're the number one city, it's like, yeah, dude, but you're just filled to the brim with borough garbage. And that borough garbage
Jersey's
right on that TV.
Heavy.
Dude, Jersey's all the local heavy ones is they're like, dock I don't know. Heavy. I think maybe, yeah, you got to be tough. I heard COVID doesn't hit dudes that is tough. And you're like, oh, man. Local news fucking rules, dude.
COVID's afraid of me, son. Let me tell you.
Yo, COVID's afraid of any dude that does triangle push-ups, smokes Winstons, and fucking flinches at his girlfriend every time they're in an argument, bro.
Jacob, how are you adjusting to your new life?
How's that cowboy Jacob life?
Oh, wait.
What's wrong? Jacob can't hear
Jacob
us?
Jacob, are you ignoring us?
Go ahead, Jacob.
Oh, we're live?
Jacob.
Wait, there's something great going on. No, he can't hear us. There's a whole tech problem going on, but I think we're live, Dan. Me and you are good. It's one of these again.
So we're
Jacob
good.
Jacob just sitting
we're
there looking
pocket
down.
Lou, are we okay?
Yeah, you guys are live.
I finally thought...
Christine keeps calling me, but I don't know what to tell her.
Yeah, Christine stop
keeps calling.
And
we're watching Christine calling. Christine, yeah, stop calling Lou.
Lou's like, stop calling. It doesn't do anything.
Okay. Oh, I love it.
Jacob, I thought Jacob finally was just, dude, I love a tech meltdown when we're safe and they're not. It's just
so great.
It's
really
fun watching it being like... Yeah, because, dude, when we used to do Zoom shows, this would take the wind out of our sails for at least 30 minutes. But now, this is the show.
Oh, yeah.
Me and you, just isolated from Christina. Jacob's stern reading of something face that he has on right now.
He's like,
yes.
He's got to look. Jacob, he's cold shouldering us. Conclusion.
Yeah, he doesn't have
us. Even
Christine's
it's not,
just packing
up the
house.
Like we're getting
what
a peek.
Moving?
It looks like we're getting a peek
into
Jacob's
shut down
life
the...
somehow. It feels very voyeuristic.
I have to shut down the visual for a second just to reset it. The Zoom. Codex.
Oh, bra.
Just to reset
okay,
it.
Okay, go ahead.
Bra.
That's okay.
Are we going to start saying bra?
Dan, all we need
is that our new thing?
Bra. Shut that shit down, bra.
Bra.
He shut his down.
Down
so we...
Bra. Let's bring... Bra.
This is fantastic. Jacob's on a phone.
Yeah.
This we got a nice wide shot of our overcrowded room.
And
Christine has no idea.
They're all calling me like I have time for a conversation. I'm working on it. Calm the fuck down.
Yeah, dude.
Calm the fuck down, Lou says. Tell Christine that Lou's working. I'm telling Christine right now. You're all calling him like he knows what to do.
He's still showing connected.
We are live right now, Christine. I can't deal with this right now. I have to be funny. You guys walk around and do your weird stuff.
Live right now, Christine. Yeah, dude, you're going to hear
I can't be doing this right now. I can't deal with our problems right now. I like it.
Listen, if you want to talk, we're going to have to
calm down. Jacob's sitting in shame that he masturbates to transgender men. Yeah.
Dude,
he hates it. Look at that. His head's in shame. Look at that head hanging in shame.
Witzky, give him a taste of that.
Christine's packing her bags and moving on.
Uh-oh. Oh, now we're in. Jacob, can you hear us?
No, I can hear you. I'm surprised you have fun to make fun of me. Doesn't Christine have to do weird butt stuff to you?
For the record, no weird butt stuff was done. Unless you get, there was weird butt stuff done last night from the other direction in eating Taco Bell.
Oh, like you and her? You were the dude, and I had my McDonald's.
I mean the other direction of like there wasn't anything going in my asshole. There was more prepping for things to fire out of my asshole.
Got it. You had in my Taco Bell. You had a little. I'll tumble for you tonight. I'll tumble for you.
You know, this is. This show's uncomfortable today, man. Christine's just milling around with unconnected headphones. She's milling.
Christine just went mentally insane. Dude.
Yeah,
Blue
she's
is
like,
keeping us
she's
together.
Like, I'll constantly listen to a radio
Who's
show.
Who's your loyal
happening.
Girlfriend?
Thank you.
Oh, there
you
it
were
is.
Wound up yesterday.
Jay, can I be honest
have
with
you? Settled,
I got
have you settled into your new life? Go ahead.
High five.
You got some
McRib. Dude.
Oh, I didn't know if we were talking about me or Jacob's new lifestyle.
No, you started the McRib, so I cut you off by accident. Go ahead.
I'm saying it sucked. I only made it halfway through.
Really?
One good,
it's not pork, dude.
What's going on?
Well, I don't know why you thought it was good before.
You used to have the little fucking ridges on the side that made you feel like you were eating a fucking
Yeah, the flame broil looks. Sandwich.
Loved
it.
Well,
what?
Loved the frame bowl.
What's it look like now?
Flame broiled looks. Now it just looks like a
what does it look like now?
Square of meat. It looks like soldier food.
No. Uh-oh. Christine, bring up a picture of the
what
new
those
McRib.
Yeah, the new McRib is ugly. It's worse looking than the new Mustang.
What's the color when you bite into it?
The electric
white
Mustang?
Ish gray.
Whitish
gray. It's so bad. The new Mustang is the dumbest looking car I've ever seen in my life. They have fucked up the body of the Mustang.
The electric?
I don't know. It's whatever one they're
because
pumping.
That one just looks like a hatchback now. Yeah.
It looks like a hatchback. It looks like a SUV.
That's the electric.
Now, someone's.
I think the gas.
Sorry.
The gas one still looks like a Mustang.
No, is that true? The new Mustangs look like a...
Yeah, dude, this like, is like an awkward like cocktail party, man.
Dude, this is bad. Yeah,
this like is six everyone's hearing each other from a different place. Lou, we're having all these tech problems, and Jacob and Dan just are talking about cars. You guys just started, this is like a cocktail party. No one knows what to do. Goes, you see that new Mustang? Huh?
That's okay, something. Weather's out, huh? It's pretty crazy.
The new Mustang
sucks.
Mustang.
I don't know why we are so
nice looking.
We are so discombobulated today on timing. It happens. It'll catch up at some point. It happens.
Better.
Lou, as long as Lou wears his lucky Wawa shirt, it'll happen. It will happen. Jacob, not to take away from this fascinating Mustang talk, but.
I'm a
How's your new life treating
classic
you?
Classic muscle car guy.
I know you are. That's why you have the entire Fast and Furious saga on Blu-ray.
I've never seen one in my life.
Not one of those movies.
You've not seen one of those movies.
I couldn't bear. I've watched like 5 minutes of it on cable. It was unbearable.
Jacob,
I think
we need to watch the whole series. We need to watch the whole series as a family, Jacob.
I had to watch it.
No, there's just it, what are you,
for sure.
What he's saying is impossible. There's no way you have everybody's seen a Fast and Furious movie on cable. Just one day, you couldn't find the remote. It came on. You were just there. No, not you, DJ Lou.
I wouldn't even be able to tell you what it looks like.
I'll tell you what it looks like. Cars you going were able fast to, and living dangerous. I'll tell you what else it looks like.
Yeah,
hot people racing.
Yeah, sexy boys racing. You have a Hispanic girlfriend, and you've never seen a Fast and Furious movie? Have you ever been to an actual legal drag race?
No, man. I'm not that white trash. Sorry, Jacob.
He goes, that's
I'm gonna start.
That's where I met her. She was the one that was doing the flags at the front.
She took the. Yeah. She throws the. She was the starter down. Girl. Now your chick's not in the cars at all, Lou.
Nah. She nah, likes. She's.
She likes the moi. She likes those engines, moi grande.
She's a city. I'm city chick.
I'm so waiting for us to catch up.
I would love if she Marissa Tomei'd you. The first time you guys met, Jay, she's like, a Hemi doesn't come in all Dodges. First off, a Cadillac slip grill doesn't work like that. And you're like, oh, shit, I'm sorry. I was joking around on the radio show.
Just so you know, when you take out the oil pan, you have to go around that thing. And sometimes you get oil on your nails, and then you can't go to a quinceañera. I have limited Hispanic words that I have to throw in invariably.
Well, empty the barrels, bud, because you're fucking doing it.
I just goosed you. I just goosed your heart, buddy. I'm so excited for our guest today. She's going to be coming on to promote her new podcast on Gas Digital Network.
What?
Called Disgusting Hawk. That's right.
Really? That's the name of her podcast?
Disgusting Hawk. Yep. How
Dude,
great is
that?
That
makes me so happy.
And I think a camper designed is the one who made the art for it.
That is,
you know, the
so
picture
awesome.
Of Jessica with the hawk beak. So great. And I mean, that is, you just know, the so second hour of this show.
Awesome that she's has a podcast called Disgusting Hawk on Gas Digital.
Yeah. So by the second hour, I'm sure everything's going to be caught up. It'll be fine.
We're caught up now, dude. I'm watching your lips
freaking out.
And they look so kissable.
Really? You're still a little behind on mine.
Christine's, you know, still looking at the ring.
Yeah, she's once it's over, she's going to get a call in 7 days, guys. Mark this day. Next Thursday. 7 days.
You know, we're going to be taking new applications for both producer and Jay's girlfriend at the bonfire at SiriusXM.com.
They've been killed in a well by a well girl.
This is another girlfriend that Jay has lost to a Japanese curse. So if you want to email and be the new Christine to newchristine@thebonfire@SiriusXM.com.
Dan, what's the last movie that scared you, actually? Horror movie.
Oh, man. I'm a pussy, so a lot of... That is such a great fucking logo. I love that.
It's great.
You know what movie I didn't even find scary, but I think I ate a couple edibles and it really, like, I woke up in the middle of the
Freaked
night
you.
Scared. Like, not even, I wasn't even, when I was watching the movie, I was like joking around. I watched it completely by myself on Halloween a couple years ago. It was like 5 years ago. And I was like,
nighttime?
I watched it at like 11 p.m. and I watched it by myself. Vecchione was out. And I ate like two edibles and put it on It Follows and didn't think it was scary. Woke up to piss in the middle of the night filled with the fear of a child. I was like, ooh. I was just afraid it was going to come out. There was going to be some fucking lady in, you know, white undies and a white t-shirt just walking through my living room.
The visuals in that didn't scare you, actually? I thought that actually did have
it
some kind scary of, visuals.
Yeah,
but
it creeped me out, for sure. But I'm saying what scared me was, like, when I woke up at night, I was, like, to go piss. I was like, I just had the willies, you know?
See, I love horror movies, but my problem is they don't scare me anymore because I don't set myself up in a position to be scared. I'll only watch a horror movie at night with people.
Yeah, but don't you have to watch cartoons after you... I think you've said this before on the show. You have to, like, watch cartoons after you watch a horror movie. Did you say that?
By myself? Yeah. Yes, I did. But it's more like...
if you're in a hotel
I don't tend
road.
To go to bed watching a horror movie. If I'm in a hotel on the road, I would rarely watch anything... If I watch something scary by accident at night, it's going to be cartoons fast. But it's always cartoons to go to bed.
Yeah.
100% of the time. But or Always Sunny lately. Been putting a little bit of Always Sunny on to go to
That's
bed.
What a fun one. I might start going to sleep to that. I've been going to sleep to... I'm back on 30 Rock.
Yeah, dude, Always Sunny is a fun one to go to sleep to. But but horror movies at night, only with Christine here. What's by the way, movie? If we're even having like a... If we're having an argument thing, or if we're one of us is sick and we sleep in separate bedrooms, I'll even watch a horror movie separate bedrooms. But I know Christine's here, and reality is a real thing, only a few steps away.
Doesn't Christine have to do weird butt stuff to you?
No, that's not going to make it any better. And I say again, Jacob, no butt stuff last night. Christine did no butt stuff to me.
Only Taco Bell did butt stuff to him. What is
only the Taco last Bell. Movie?
What's the last movie you watched that scared you? That was a scary movie.
I watched. Scary. What car one?
The Uber driver one.
What? No, that wasn't scary. That was just.
Oh, it's what's really funny is like when Christine plays Jay's hand, you know, or she goes, "What was the one where you were crying, sucking your thumb? Was that the one about the clown?" And you go, "Oh wow, Christine!" Like Christine does the passive aggressive Barry, where she's like, "No, what was the one where you pissed your pants and then I had to hold you in the bathtub for 30 minutes?" And you're like, "Oh no, man, Christine's."
I've discussed that particularly not being scary at all, but it's No, that wasn't scary. Where I got scared and was like, man, I got to turn like a light on or something, was definitely The Ring. When I watched The Ring, I saw it in the theater already.
Okay, so you'd already seen it once.
I saw it in the theater, yeah, and then I got it on DVD. And on DVD, I watched the movie by myself. Everybody else went to sleep. I watched it alone, and then... after watching it, just like there's a thing on the video that says "Don't watch this" on the DVD, like in the menu screen, and I clicked it, and it's the video that everyone, what's on the VHS tape,
yeah,
and it was so longer and creepier than like what they keep showing in the movie, and just like the things coming out of throats, like hair coming out of throats and shit, and all kinds of weird stuff like that. That like wigged me the fuck out. That was pretty scary.
Were you in,
but ultimately,
that was when you were in Queens, when you're on the second level in Queens.
Third floor,
Third floor.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember, and then your room was like up the stairs, right? That staircase against the wall, and then like the hallway. Wasn't your room the first on the left, or was Isabella's? Isabella's was like on the right, so you were right by the stairs, right?
Yeah. Oh no. This isn't from not the house, not the 2-floor house.
Okay.
The third floor, which you did come to before, right around the corner from there. When I was in the third
floor. I never
floor,
went to that one.
You did. You came over and we played Grand Theft Auto of some sort. That was when Nate did the accent bad.
You're right. That was right when Grand Theft Auto 4 came out.
Yep.
With the Russians.
So it was that place. So it was just an apartment. It was just an apartment, but I like ran into the room to make sure that Isabella and Carla existed because I was really wigged out. That and the Shining I would never watch like alone because that switch at the ending of him going from like breathing heavy in the dark to like it just shows him in the morning with his face all crazy. Woof. Scary.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And then the Twin Peaks. Even things in the new Twin Peaks would have wigged me out if I watched them alone.
Really?
Yeah.
But you love it. That's like your favorite show.
Right.
But man, love scary movies to me are like people that love extremely spicy food. I remember growing up, my Joe, the shitty Joe, like loved hot sauce. And he would always be like, this is not a good meal unless I'm sweating. And he would like eat until he was like sweating, and he would put we went to this like fucking hot sauce place in Boulder because he was like they've got ghost peppers, and he like loved hot sauce so much that I was like, man, you're kind of gay. I just remember
empty
I hated
inside.
That dude.
He's like Wendy Williams.
Yeah, He'd probably be a wonderful guest on her show.
Hey, Dan, come wake up. It's time for Hot Topics.
Yeah, ooh, here we go.
Dan, how you doing?
Oh, how you doing? Your mom's a slut. How you doing?
How you doing? Like
your dad's dead.
Yeah, come cheer me on in a Speedo.
I think I'd rather have Wendy Williams as my mean mom's boyfriend. How you doing? Yeah.
Where's your bitch mom? Where's your bitch mom?
So much.
Where's your bitch mom with shoe cam?
Yeah. Why your daddy don't care about your birthday?
Why he don't call you?
Why don't he don't call you? He's a bad drunk. Okay, well, I think you have to tell me that, Wendy Williams.
And this in, Bow Wow and your daddy drunk.
Your daddy, Bow Wow gay, your daddy drunk. your daddy drunk again. Shoe cam, and then Jerry O'Connell is my replacement stepdad. He's like, "You're a good guy." I'm like, "Thanks, Jer."
Yeah. Well, make sure you throw a ball, champ. Now that's a throw, huh?
Whoa! Take a little off it. You're gonna break my hand, there, guy.
Whoa! Killer. They only pad these gloves so much with the heat.
Someone's got a laser rocket arm.
Whoa! You better go to the majors, or you're losing out.
So I like people who like, I enjoy spicy food. I enjoy hot sauce on my shit. But like people that love really spicy food are like people that like are like, this curry's not hot enough. And you're like, you're an insane person.
They were aliens. That's how in the show Fringe, the people who did Fringe. Yeah, they just had to eat like scaldingly hot stuff, or spicy hot stuff because they couldn't taste besides
it. Oh, see, I understand the sugar one in Men in Black because I feel like that all the time where I'm like, more sugar. You got any more sugar? I love it. I want Skittles. I want to put some plenty.
Dan goes to a neighbor to borrow some sugar just to eat the sugar. Just a spoonful would be great.
Just a spoonful. Hey, excuse me, even my voice. You got any sugar? And they go, your face is leaking. They go, is that better? But to me, the people that love spicy food like that are like the people that love those like illegal horror movies. I was talking to Zach Amico about this. Like,
oh, I like this. The one that's like,
oh yeah, you didn't see the one that's a real Romanian car accident, and you're like, I don't know if I want to watch that,
buddy. You're not wrong about that, but I got to tell you something. I love watching all of those, man.
I know, I know. There was a guy I waited tables with,
but I don't like spicy foods. I like spicy foods, but I just know what it does to me.
No. You're not hearing what I'm saying. I think the people that love weird horror movies like that, to me, are the same as the people that love extremely spicy food. There's this
self-torture.
Yeah, there was this guy that I worked with at Dos Caminos who was like, dude, I'm going to this thing tonight. It's going to be awesome. We're watching this, like, these two, it's this fucking Japanese horror movie where these twins get murdered. I'm like, yeah, I'm good, man. I don't want to go to that. And he's like, well, why don't you want to? It's a cool, it's like, they're showing it in the Lower East Side in this, like, basement of a bar. I'm like, I'm cool, dude.
You should have went.
No way, man. That's like when someone's like, this is so spicy that nothing can stop it, even if you drink milk. And you're like, why would I want to put that in my body? Why would I want to
ask like you
that?
Weird things like, you don't have a scratched cornea, do you? Okay, so you can try this hot sauce.
Hey, you don't have any leaks in your aorta. Just because the blood might spill out and then it'll turn acid into your body.
You don't have you didn't cut yourself shaving in the last week, did you? Yeah. Okay, then you'd have a hot sauce.
When's the last time you got your blood pressure checked? I don't know. Is that an important thing?
You go, can you sign this? No.
Yeah, that's why we like when the Wings show, what's that called? Hot Ones? When that one got popular of like everyone going on there and eating hot wings and HBO was like, hey, do you want to do a Hot Ones? I was like, no, not at all. That'd just be very, very uncomfortable for me.
Oh, really?
I would pay for it for 2 days.
Yeah, I would do a Hot Ones, though. It's always funny to watch people sweat it out when they're
It's very funny. It's very funny. All I'm thinking about is the next 2 days just shitting lava and me being very angry and upset at myself.
Yeah, for sure.
In the middle of a promo tour when you're trying to press trying to push something, and then I'd have to be on the phone with like a local radio show, and they're like, "So what made you get into comedy?" I'm like, "Oh god, I'm feeling like Carolina Reaper pepper right now."
One of my favorite. God. I used to love so much Bargatze eating the pepper with Rojo Perez on the internet. Nate Bargatze is just answering questions with his drawl, like. Sweating it out. He's like, oh. He goes, Reba McEntire used to live in my neighborhood.
Can you bring that up, Christine? I know you're hacking into the mainframe of the Pentagon, but if you could get the video of Rojo.
Can you take a break from rerouting stealths, please?
Hey, Angelina Jolie and hackers, if you wouldn't mind getting us a video of Napar Genzi eating a pepper, wouldn't mind watching that right now.
What are you doing? You tracking down Heisenberg? That's the Walter White's character's street name.
Cool.
Heisenberg. Oh. It's good, dude. It's on Netflix. 5 seasons of it. We're in season 4.
You guys
we're in season 4. We're in season 4.
Wait, you guys finished? You guys finished season 3?
Oh, yeah.
All right, spoiler alert. If you have not watched Breaking Bad, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to turn it off and then turn it on in 20 seconds so I can say this to Jay. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How crazy was it when Walter White smashes him with the car when he's about to fucking kill Jesse? That is the scene I'm talking about that I screamed while I was watching it on a train. I was like, oh, shit. And the lady, when you yell that on a train and someone's dead asleep, they think the train is being derailed. Because she woke up and she was like, what? What is it? And I was like, no. It was a scene of Breaking
Bad.
There's
a family on the train. There's a family on the tracks.
They got guns. They're going to take over every car. And she's like, wah. Sorry, I was just saying what I was watching on a TV show. That was all it was.
You should have been like, sorry, I was watching Unbreakable. The train just derailed. Freaked me out. Sorry.
So sorry. Bruce Willis is the real hero.
I'm really sorry.
But yeah, dude, how fucking great is end of season 3? End of season 4 is the greatest ending of a season ever.
I know.
The show itself, I'd have to look. I'm sure it's won a bunch of awards and all that, but just the art direction of it and the way it's shot is really something else. Like, it's so unique,
dude,
and beautiful.
We cuddle up on the couch at night. And we just watch hours of it. It's wonderful. We hold hands. We don't fight because we don't talk. There's no debate.
Great.
There's no debate whatsoever. We both enjoy it so much. That's the trick. Finding something long-running that fucking goes, and me and Christine, man, we don't fuck. We eat dinner, and we watch a show until Christine snores or I snore, and then we go to bed and put on cartoons.
That is what we do, except we just keep rewatching Rudy, the Rudy Giuliani story.
So we just watch it over and over again.
Over and over. When he's down in Florida, then he's back cleaning up the mob, and it flashes forward to him being there when the towers fell. It's just...
Bing, bang, boom, bang, bing.
Over and over. Do you want to watch that Nate video, or should we take a break, or how are we doing?
Watch the Nate video first, yeah. Then we'll take a break.
Spicy News Network. By the way, this is 2012, so this is way before Hot Ones.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot what
you
Nate
can jump in. It's long.
Wait, pause it. Oh, shit. I was going to guess what Nate looked like. That would have been my
guess.
Yeah,
no beard.
Nate has so many different looks. This is Vandy hat.
This is chubby face.
Yeah.
No beard, mate.
Look at chubby Rojo. Gordo. Little Gordo Rojo. No, it's just his face is bigger. Now he's all skinny and sexy. Rojo's all sexy now. It's weird.
Ooh.
Rojo.
My name's Rojo Perez, and with me is... No, Nate Borghetti.
We jump to the middle.
Questions. I guess after we eat this.
Have him eat it.
Yeah. Cheers it up.
Wait, is this him eating it?
This is gonna be fun.
This is stupid.
This is dumb. I just did this recently, and right away it doesn't hit you, and then it's just like, it is, it's like a minute in, you're like, damn. The seeds.
Nate's also, what's funny about this is Nate is a notorious child eater. He likes chicken fingers and ketchup. He doesn't even like ketchup, I think.
No,
Liss loves ketchup.
No, he only likes ketchup, Nate. Nate only likes condiments.
Tomatoes. Yeah.
No, he only likes condiments. He said he would eat a mustard and ketchup sandwich if the world wouldn't look at him like a maniac. He said he puts like turkey or whatever.
Why have we had Nate on the show recently to plug Nateland?
He doesn't need us anymore, dude.
I know, he doesn't. He's fucking famous. He's on that Burt Kreischer tour thing where he's just filling out fucking stadiums with cars. Nate and Bert are Pixar comics now. It's filled fucking stadiums with cars.
I think 30. If like 30 be like, I can decide how big they are.
Dude, Rojo's doing worse.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
30 would be better. Just on one dick? If you could make any old style of clothing popular again, which would you choose?
Rojo looks like he's just super emotional.
It's like just burns on the inside of my
heart. Oh, this is, I don't feel
what's so funny is play. Hit pause. Is Nate is got such a poker face on this that he's like, I mean, it's kind of hot in my mouth. And Rojo is melting down.
Yeah, it starts to unravel for Nate, though.
It does? I'm very excited.
Move forward a little bit.
Because Nate is cool as a cucumber right now. The Basset Hound of comedy is just...
There you go.
Look, we're screen grab that. What a fucking thing to... What a picture to stop on of going like, yeah, it gets Nate.
Yeah, yeah. No, it gets him. It got him for sure.
By the way, go check out Nate Land, his new podcast. He's fucking hilarious. Him, Brian Bates.
Is he on All Things?
Yeah, All Things Comedy. Go download it wherever you download podcasts. He's got video Nate elements. He's got good cameras. He's got cameras enough that I'm like, oh, our next move is me asking Nate what cameras those are, and Jay and I just buying them and recording ourselves and putting it up.
Just doing it ourselves?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. I'm fucking...
Oh, okay, yeah. No, I didn't
100% serious about calling Nate and being like, what are those cameras? They look great. Jay and I need
to do it. Bobby Kelly's got a sick setup, too.
Bobby and Nate really have great setups. All right, here it is. Nate losing it on. We'll tweet this out at the Bonfire SXM. It's Nate Bargatze and Rojo Perez eating peppers and doing an interview a la Hot Wings. But 2012, it's marked from April 17th. I just quit drinking.
Can't say that. That's me. What would you? Nobody? You wouldn't kill anybody?
Dude, like,
if you could eliminate them, don't kill them, relocate them.
I don't know.
I think my beard's crying.
Is that what you're trying to... You're really not handling this.
I mean, I'm doing fine. I'm over it.
Are you?
It's not a big deal.
You look nuts. You look nuts, dude.
Yeah, Nate's right.
I mean, like, something's, like, seriously wrong.
Yeah, Rojo, actually, I didn't realize how much he starts melting.
Dude, he's like, he looks like a blubbering mess.
Nate's almost over it by this point.
Yeah, Nate's like, I mean, I'm cool, man. I had a hiccup.
On SDR show, Jeremiah Watkins ate, like, I did, like, two or three, and, like, jalapenos, and I forgot, man, how bad raw jalapenos are. Because they're so much more hotter now that I'm like, how bad is that really? But it's pretty bad.
Man, one of the worst things is we had this salsa at Dos Caminos that was habanero. Christine, you remember the salsa trios? We had the tomatillo.
The orange salsa.
Yeah, it was the orange one. And so they were in these big vats, and you had to get like a spoon, you know, and like pour it or whatever. And one time I put the spoon in too fast, and like the lip of the spoon caused it to go like... And like a drop went out, went right in my eye. It was habanero.
Oh, Jesus.
It went right in my eye, and I was like, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. I was upstairs, Christine at front bar. So I immediately had to like, I had to go to the kitchen. I went downstairs, and I got a glass of milk, and I put it over. That's what the chef told me to do, was get a glass of milk and put it over my eye.
So anyone, if you ever try the milk. If you're ever trying to assault somebody, and they pepper spray you, and then the cops find you, and they ask you why your eyes are like that, you go... Okay, you know when you dunk in a spoon into a vat? All right, hear me out. Dos Caminos.
I work at Dos Caminos. We have a big thing called our hottest spot is a habanero pepper.
Dos Caminos is considered pretty high end.
It was. And, it was. Now I think it's like TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
They closed down, and now they only have I think the one location. Maybe
they have
two.
Park in Soho, I think. They have Park Soho and Meatpacking.
And I saw Times Square.
Oh, Times Square, they put one in there. Yeah, that was
Now it's Bubba Gump. And then for people listening, that's Dan's old restaurant that he and Christine both had worked at. But they banged different people there.
Yeah, we banged. Well, one dude was the same, but everyone else.
Yeah, you guys did bang that same dude.
Yeah, but... You know,
Christine's former lover, Nick.
Yeah, I go, well, Nick and I had a night at CB6, and I was a little drunk, and I allowed him in me. You go, what? You go, I allowed him in me.
I allowed him in me. Grow for me, I said.
Listen, I had just moved to New York. I was very lonely. He provided companionship, and I allowed him in me.
That's kind of Christine's story with him.
Dude, I remember they started together, and I was like, that dude was such a tool, and I was like, this guy fucking stinks, And then I was talking to Christine at a hutch, you know, while she was trailing someone. And she was like, what do you do? I was like, I'm a comedian. And she's like, I used to work at the Comedy of Magic, the Ice House. And I was like, or the Comedy of Magic Club. In Hermosa, and I was like, oh, shit. And she's like, yeah, I'm trying to get into comedy here. I was like, oh. I was, like, so happy to be like, everyone else is just a gay actor. Can we talk?
I was told by one of the gay actors that you were a comedian, and you had just done Live at Gotham. So I remember I was you just did Live at Gotham? That's huge. I was all excited.
Yeah. I remember the day before I taped Live at Gotham, Dos Caminos just started doing delivery. And I had to run a delivery in a cab because one of our delivery drivers was, like, missing. So they're like, Dan, your section's, you only have one table in your section. They're going to watch the table. You deliver this. And it was, ironically, my old building that I worked at K-Rock at before K-Rock got, terminated. Mm-hmm. And so I remember they gave me money for a cab. I'm in a cab with the food, taking it to the office. It was, like, a big order. And Justin Silver calls me. And he's like, hey, bud. What are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm in a cab. He's like, yeah, where are you headed? I'm like, oh, I'm delivering food. And he's like, what? You're taping for Comedy Central tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, I'm closing my lunch shift today. I still have to work, Justin. And he was like, oh, that's weird. It, like, made me feel bad. I was like, what was I supposed to be doing? I had no money. Of course
I'm not
money.
A fan, Justin.
Damn, but a high-end place like that starting delivery seems like it's very odd. You think it's a front for something?
Fame. That was
it. It throws me back to a story in Breaking Bad, a place called Los Pollos Hermanos, where that is also a place that ends up doing deliveries and stuff where they're able to slide the product into the thing. Do you think you were part of a conspiracy like that, Dan?
God, I hope so. I wish Dos Caminos had nuts to push heroin and have me peddle it all over this city.
If we decide to do it, to start making meth right now and, like, just turn our lives over to being like a cartel of meth dealers, who's the first person in? I say in this order, DJ Lou, number one, says yes to this. Christine, then Jacob's on board. I'm saying that me and you are the kingpins already, Dan.
Oh, cool.
We're already in.
That started to hurt until you said that.
No. I say me and you go, hey, guys, this show is a great front. We could launder our money through business things as we're taking in money from this show.
I feel like as we bring it up, Lou just lifts his shirt showing a gun in his waistband and he goes, yeah, I know, I've been ready for a while. And then Jacob is the one we really have to talk into it.
We could get Black Lou on board. It would tell him he has to provide for his family now.
Yes,
he's got a baby that's
like, we'd have to use different elements of the Breaking Bad story to get everyone involved in the operation, including Lou would be his family. Jacob, it would be like, yeah, break bad, you know? No one expects you to break bad.
And just to get a little sympathy in our group here, Jacob, I'm going to need you to walk around on forever crutches, if that's okay with you.
You're going to be the junior.
That would help me out if you could do that. And DJ Lou is going to be
Good
lab assistant.
He's our Mike.
He's the muscle? He's the muscle?
He's our Mike, okay. Dude. Look at that hat.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. He is wearing that beanie hat. That shit is ready to go out and collect my goddamn money. Yeah, Mike just got his ear, just got a shot in the top of his ear. Just
man,
so you
it's
guys
fun
know.
Watching you. You've never watched The Wire either, have you?
That might be next.
Dude, if you start The Wire again, I will bully Katie into restarting it up at season two, because we got through season one.
And that was it
season
tough?
Two's the hardest one to get through, because it's the whitest season. It's just about the fucking dock workers. But there's a lot of great shit that happens in season two outside of it that people, you need to get through season two, but you get to three and four of Breaking Bad and three and four of The Wire, and those are the best seasons of any shows ever. Three and four Breaking Bad, three and four Wire, is my opinion.
Okay. So I'm going to do it. We'll fucking get into it.
Listen, I think we're going to have an opportunity, because from what the news is saying, we are headed into a Game of Thrones-like winter.
Really?
I don't know.
It's saying with COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. It's like 9,000 a day in New York now again.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be.
They did a lockdown order of L.A.
No. Yeah. Really? What do you mean? Like
a stay-at-home order.
Like you can't leave at all, or it's one of those essential workers stuff?
Yeah, essential workers, and only leave if it's emergencies.
Not emergencies, but like grocery store. Blah blah blah.
I'm not sure. I honestly am not sure.
They can't do the fucking stay in your front door completely. They can't. I mean, like, it's almost if they could just do that, if you could not leave your home for 2 weeks at all, anybody, just like somebody get food, if that would eliminate this, I would totally do that.
Oh, yeah, just let's stay in your little cubbyhole
for 2 weeks. Could you imagine the organization of that?
What, to make everyone stay at home?
Just as soon as it happened, as soon as something like this happens, you go, hey, country, everyone, like, right now, it's like you could get food only, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But you have to stay completely in your home.
I think that's what they wanted us to do.
I still think there's no, but I think
everyone,
did.
But now anyone can get whatever information they want to get. So yeah. It's different where you could just be like, well, I heard a guy say that it's this. And they're like, okay, fine. We're just letting you know that this shit would go a lot quicker if everyone, I mean, I think they tried to say that. And then we were just like, fuck you, fucking no, fake news.
Maybe almost even more like, how's there a way to do it? Like if everyone goes like, hey, everybody's got a week to like load up on food, like whatever, and just in 2 weeks, no outdoors whatsoever then. Not even for fucking fresh air or anything.
Honestly, if I bought an ounce of weed and I had the food, that's not a problem, I think. If I, you know, and I think if a lot of people got a stimulus check where they were like okay for the month, like if there was like a federal act that was like, hey, for the month of January, no landlords can charge rent. No buildings can charge a fucking, you don't have to pay, you know, your bills. You just get a free month. Just stay inside and fucking, here's...
For 14 you know, days starting here to here.
Here's $2,000 for the essentials that you're going to need. Everyone gets $2,000.
Yeah.
Dude, online gaming.
It's got to be so ridiculous and possible. It would be. It's got to be insane what, like... To pull that off, it's got to be so insane to pull that off that it's not just like we're right now doing such pothead thing of just like, yeah. Dude, so simple. Everyone stop.
Yeah. No, like, it is. Like,
what about those those 2 weeks when someone has like a heart attack or so? Yeah. It's like, just it's let anyone impossible. Know. Yeah, it's all
any
coming
firm
real to me now.
Opinions we have are the workings of two mildly retarded men. So don't worry.
I mean, no shit. I mean, that was like, perfect. Why can't we just not do that? He goes, well, here's one of 7 million reasons why we can't do it.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. I'm lucky you stopped us because I probably would have got to a point where like we all build our own forts and those forts keep us safe.
Now we're telling you, if you all go tell 5 people and they tell 5 people,
we can all hold hands across this great planet, man. What are you saying, Jacob? Caucasian child, what is it?
Typically, I will never ever check any of the social media things, but then I was on YouTube and I looked at the comments. I don't know what the show was, but anytime apparently you two talk about COVID, the negative reactions people write about you two being a couple of city sissies who believe in this COVID nonsense. They were cracking me up, the comments.
Yeah, you should have brought those up.
A lot of internet doctors that think you two are the biggest pansies when you talk about COVID.
Yeah, you're right. There's some real men out there that just know that science isn't real. Right, big bald cowboys?
Yeah. Hey, you're a rock and roll audience. Go out there and lick a Subway seat. I don't give a fuck.
That's what's so funny, man. But those capitalized ones, the ones that are really passionate, and that they're like, there is zero evidence to confirm all this is happening. I know those guys are trying to put off the front that they're like, actually, bro, I know, and I'm telling you that, but I'm telling you guys right now, those guys who come off like that, I'm telling you right now, the way you come off is so scared. It doesn't look like you're tough. It looks like you're like, there's no COVID. It's not real. And you're like, dude, all right. You can, it's like, you want to hug
that
those guys.
That sounds like a sissy ninny talking to me.
But Jay, I want to Goodwill hunting those guys and be like, hey, it's okay to be scared. And they're like, it's not real though. I read about it. It's basically like the flu. Like Lewis, sometimes I'm like, hey buddy, it's okay. You can be scared of COVID.
I know, but there's also a thing to it where it's like, if it was just as simple as like, hey, the real reason we got to do this is for like the elderly and the compromised. Like, it's like they're making elderly
and those that were sick with other shit.
What I've gotten caught
according
with the fear
to one
of
guy, is that, you're both wrong about that.
I've got
one guy said it. One guy said right after one of your shows where you were talking about it, I hope I get COVID. Then I'll be vaccinated like the flu, and that'll be it.
Right. I sort of understand that line of thinking. Also,
get it over with. Yeah, we brought up that we want to get it over with.
But I don't want it. But I'd love to find out that I'm on day 11 of it and didn't even know.
Well,
you know
Jay,
what I mean?
Like, you guys had that very early on where you guys got tested. You're like, oh, we got the antibodies. Yeah. So we must have.
I mean,
you guys
don't,
came across it.
On whatever reliability that was, you know what I mean? Like, who knows? But no, I haven't had any kind of like sickness at all. Through, well, ironically, actually, it might be the healthiest I've ever been for the longest amount of time. Might be this thing.
Actually, this I just want to say to those guys, they're right. Jay and I are two big old fucking city sissies,
fucking pillow biters. We suck.
Dude. Not even pillow biters, just scared boys. We them scared boys. That's what scares
we're
us.
We're now Ellen Soder and Ellen Okerson because
we're the Ellens.
We're transgendering the other direction now because
we're going to switch over.
That's how.
But
worse
by
we
the
are.
Way, all caps.
Yes, Al.
I see your science. No, I'm talking to the cool dude in all caps.
Oh.
Hey, bud. I think you're super tough, and I think you're super cool.
Do you know be rad to go let people cough in your mouth? Show us it's nothing.
Start
go to a hospital
booth.
And let start kissing booth in a hospital cafeteria.
Start kissing booth in an ICU. See if you can get some of the people out of there.
Tell them you heard that kisses, hugs are good for healing process.
Preferably, if you could break through the plastic that's blocking the room off like a homecoming high school football team, I would really appreciate it. Like, the ICU is like, I'm here to kiss people. Show everyone that it's fake.
Wait. Damn, Jacob can't hear us again, I don't think.
Yeah, he told us to take a break several times.
No, he just really can't hear us. Oh he's frustrated. He oh, is. Man. You know what it was? We made the jokes about the Ellen, Elliot's name being Ellen before, and he's... Yeah.
I think he can hear us fine. If you can pretend that he can hear us, it looks like he is just over us.
Yeah, he's like, these guys are dicks, man. What the fuck, man?
What am I doing? So Jake, what are you doing?
I jerked off to a transgender once. Like,
so
it changes who I am.
Be progressive.
We can do, dude, let's do Herman's head of Jacob.
Well, clearly they don't respect me anymore. Probably.
I'm Jacob's lust.
I'm Jacob's understanding. Christine, let's do Christine real quick. Christine, can you see us? All right, City Sissy, let's go to break.
She's working up formulas for our meth creation. She's going to have to produce the
Is she going to be is she going to be the chemist?
I am a genius.
No, Jacob's our cook.
Jacob just texted me, and he said,
"Yeah,
I think Lou's line dropped. Can't hear anything.
I got that one already. Lost all audio.
Well, let's take a break. And trust me, when we come back, there won't be any more COVID talk. Jay and I are just two renegade scientists.
Do you think I have it? Hang on.
Yes.
Let me tell you. Yes, let's take a break. I have to go over to my, what's the thing that mixes the stuff?
I was just going to say Bunsen burner.
No, my,
I don't even
my,
know. We're too dumb even to pretend.
No, I got this. Jacob would tell me right now. I got this. Let's not take a break till I get this here. It's the centrifuge. Centrifuge.
Yeah, centrifuge. We'll be
centrifuge.
Right back.
Centrifuge.
Centrifuge.
Science.
Centrifuge.
Science. Blinded me with science.
What's happening? Nips getting hard? Cool. Your Elliot Page screensaver take over your screen? Nips got hard? Damn, that got awkward and quiet.
Yeah, dude. Everybody okay? Weird with him.
I want you to be happy. That's all I want from him is to be happy.
No.
We have our guest going to be joining us in a few minutes. Christine took off.
Just straight up.
Christ only knows what the frig is going
on. I heard the door slam behind her. This is just a weird show.
Can we have a little peek? I'll tell you something me and Jacob could talk about while we wait for our tech and our guest to even out here is COVID, Jacob. What are your thoughts? I'm kidding. Supernatural, buddy. Our friends, our 15-season friends and 7 months of quarantine, best buddies. The show is over. I finally saw the season finale. Of season 15.
Series finale.
Jacob, I still desperately want to get protection tattoos with you. It even played out again. And also, we learned from Sam's son at the end, the protection tattoo can really go anywhere. They chose, because of their bodies, to do the upper left pec. But me and you can do it wherever we want, dude. We could do hands. We could do sides of neck. We could do sides of neck. Maybe tramp stamp.
Can you do lower back, Jacob, right where your jeans poke down?
I'll get a tramp stamp of the protection thing with you. I 100% will get a tramp stamp of the protection tattoo with you.
You would not.
I would, too. On my life, tramp I would.
Stamp? Oh, man. Then I would constantly, absolutely. I would constantly make, when we get back in studio, I'd constantly make you reach up for things and then show our guests, go, did you see Jay's tramp stamp?
Buddy, you don't have to do that. Why don't you just say, Jay, show him what's up? And then I'll just turn around.
I go, Jay, show him how you party. Jay, show him how you party. Show him right
and then
here.
I just, and then I start twerking, and my pants slowly start falling down.
I go, did you see that cum ashtray that Jay has on his back? Pretty sick, right?
See, Jay, I actually think that is a cool spot right on your upper pec, above your heart. I do like that.
Let's do it.
Because if you got to conceal it for like a, you know, whatever. Dress up.
In case you're around somebody you don't want to know that you're awesome. Gotcha.
Or protect
that Nana.
There might be a, or there, but that Nana might also be a demon.
That's true. Well, your Nana could be a demon.
I'm going to throw this at you because I mentioned this to my friend, and he was completely puzzled. And he, before the show, I thought the same thing. Don't you agree that before Supernatural, the pentagram was always like supposed to be the sign of the devil? How is it now like a good luck, a protection charm?
It's been used by like witchy stuff. It's pagan-y sometimes. It's really tossed around the use for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can either be for the devil or against the devil.
Can you be running with the devil?
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. I do want to bond with you over that tattoo, but it's still, I'm not going to lie, a little weird.
You want to get him on the sides of our necks?
That's the cool spot. But you're kind of committing to a lifestyle afterward.
The lifestyle of what? Not getting possessed, for one.
I don't, Jay, I'm just going to tell you that Cody Rhodes did that in AEW. He got a tattoo of his logo in full color on the side of his neck, and it ruined him. I think he looks like a fucking jackass now.
I'm not going to tell you. So I'm going to tell you something, Jacob. There's no color involved in this tat. This tat is just the ink color. No, it's regular ink color.
Yeah, this is not a. This isn't an art piece.
No, this isn't an art piece. This is for protection. It's for protection. So your body will never be taken over by a demon or an angel. Or anything, really. Ghoul. No sorts of possessions. It's very functional. And, Jacob, I'd like to do this with you. I do want to bond with you over it. Because I felt, and I'm going to steal Ralph's review here a little bit. Ralph Sutton, our friend's review of the finale. I didn't love it when I first watched it. Upon discussing it with him for a little bit, it was, as he says, a very satisfying ending.
What happened?
It was a satisfying.
I agree with that.
Can we do a full
spoiler alert?
Don't fucking, if you're watching Supernatural, turn it off right now.
Turn it off. Turn off the basically, what happened is the kid they were taking care of, who was the child of Satan and a human.
Oh man, is Satan a hot dude that wears good suits, or is he a hot chick?
He's a ball buster. He's a very funny actor, actually. Great job. Really? The guy who played Lucifer. I don't know him from anything else except a David Lynch movie that no one will know him from.
His name is Mark Pellegrino.
Is it? Okay, yeah. He was the devil. He was great. But his son, who's a very, very good person and very powerful person, essentially becomes God. They take God's God powers away and make him a regular person.
Okay.
And then
so that song is finally real. What if God was one of us?
Yes.
What if God was one of us? If God had a son, would he be on Supernatural?
Satan's son, and which also, by the way, is a Nephilim. You want to dig into that a little bit?
I don't even know what that means. That sounds made up, whatever you just said.
The child of an archangel and a human being. And so that's his name, and his name's Jack. Jack is now the new god. And then the brothers go on a regular old, simple hunt. Okay. But they don't have really the protection of being the stars of God's story. That's what they were this whole time. They were the stars of God's story he was writing. And now they didn't have God's protection anymore. And on a simple vampire hunt, Dean gets killed. He goes to heaven, and he finds out...
His dad's up there?
His dad is up there, and his dad and his mom are together, and they're right down the road. Because what new God did, Jack, is he made heaven fucking GTA 5, man, open world. It wasn't just your own personal heaven anymore. You go, and his folks were right down the road. And then time moves different there also. On one aggressive ride in his heaven car, his brother was just there. And his brother, they show in montage form that his brother goes on to live a life and have a family and everything. And yet still when he dies, he chooses to be with his brother. How weird is that? Yay. How weird is that?
That is brothers who want to fuck. Did it seem
Hey, child and wife. I'm sorry. I have to spend eternity with my brother.
No, they're not dead yet.
They're not dead. What can he do? I think he's just enjoying...
He'll be up there soon.
I thought time moves at a different clip, so why wouldn't they just be up there?
Why weren't they there the next day?
Being in heaven...
They could be there the
heaven.
Next scene.
Yeah, the people in heaven time is weird, but you live your natural life on Earth.
Hey...
So it could be a blink of the eye in heaven.
Would you vote yes, Jacob, on a follow-up movie where they're pulled back one more time for one more big thing if they can write it well? Yeah? Because they'll pull a motherfucker out of heaven. They'll pull a motherfucker out of hell. They don't give a shit.
Jason, Dan Soder, 20th Century Fox. I'm going to pass.
Mr. Soder, front row.
But I appreciate you bringing a franchise to our door. I just don't feel that right now our studio is ready to jump into that. So we're going to be a hard pass on a supernatural movie. But thank you for bringing that.
But no, here you don't understand. They come out of heaven for one last go, one last go round.
Yeah, we got it, Blues Brothers. We're going to pass. So, sorry, John Landis isn't available.
I do not understand. The concept of heaven still baffles me. Because when you die, according to every show, you kind of get to be the cool, your best you. Like, let's say you died at 80. When you get to heaven, you're 35 and jacked.
Can you guys pick your... Can you pick your heaven ages right now? Pick your heaven ages. What's your heaven age?
40,
huh?
Yeah.
26.
26 for Witski.
You know, something happened at 26 for Lou. That's a real specific number, man.
Yeah, you
reached
right
what
back
I peaked.
For that.
That was the highlight of my life.
Oh, 26
but
for
Lou,
sure.
This is heaven. You're not. You are whatever your best you is. You just...
Yeah, my hair looked fantastic back then.
Yeah.
But if you want it to be 35 with hair in heaven, you will have it.
You understand? With my knowledge of 35.
That's the supernatural heaven.
Wait, so supernatural heaven is... So I could be me right now, but with my fucking 22-year-old body?
Buddy, absolutely. I'll tell you, Dean died young and handsome at 42 years old. And it appears that Sam died in his maybe 70s. I don't know. Could have been 70s or 37 years old. I don't know. It was insane how poor the makeup was for that. But it was hilarious, laughably goofy. But he lived a full life and died like in a hospital bed as an old man, and then showed up in heaven like the day that Dean died.
Hot again.
Smoking. Yeah. Smoke show, dude.
Man, what a rejuvenation. If you die, you probably got to be so mad if you went and got so much plastic surgery to look good, and then you die and you get your old stupid face that you had to cut up.
Buddy, if you want to like these people from this show much less though, what you could watch is we went on YouTube and watched a panel before the last season with all the characters on a panel. Oh, dude, Padalecki coming in with the beanie hat on with his hair tucked under, and he reveals it. But he reveals it. He reveals, and the place, they standing ovation. It's so ridiculous. How much I loved the show. But I would not hoot and holler at a thing to watch a panel. In fact, I would have walked out of the panel because of how cornball like the panel is. Do you know what I mean?
Corny. Like, I mean, yeah.
Just like honking jokes at each other and like the two guys, like two of the actors, like roasting each other that were the hosts. Like they were wearing the same exact outfit. It was very weird. Yes, Jacob?
Those crowds at Comic-Con get really excited, man. When I was there covering it for a series for the New York Comic-Con, man, the coolest people were The Walking Dead. And this was 5 years ago when they could walk on water.
Yeah.
And my God, man, that was like the Beatles and Led Zeppelin had taken the stage together.
Well, I'll tell you, much like a new heavy metal band, anybody in the cast of Supernatural can fuck a fat Puerto Rican goth girl. That is for sure. They draw that heavy. Fat Puerto Rican goth Wiccan girls.
Just love it, huh? That's their fucking stock?
Love it, dude.
You're telling me Jensen Ackles never has to pay for tamales again? Or plantanos?
Not once in his life.
Scary Plantano.
He's down in Texas, too, where it's like, oh, I bet it just rains my A's on that dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's just fucking
raining my A's.
Knee deep in it.
Brother. Did you like it, Jacob, the finale?
I did. I thought what Ralph said, I thought it was satisfying. It like, you know, the Breaking Bad ending that I really thought was fantastic? No, it was it was satisfying.
What do you mean the part when
I thought it tied up the ending? Every end.
When Jesse shot Dan's friend from Billions?
Who?
Constable?
Oh, yeah, dude.
You said the end of Breaking Bad. Ooh, dude, Costi?
He's great.
Costi, Dan?
That's my buddy. Oh, that's my good buddy.
So good in David Costable. In Breaking Bad.
Costi, Dan?
That's what everyone calls him. That's what I called him.
I'm going to throw this.
Jay, we worked together for 5 years. We're pretty close. We might roast each other in front of an audience at Comic-Con. So, just, you know.
Are you? Are you and Costi going to get together and dress the same?
I've been working here, guys, remember, for 10 years.
He's fucking...
I missed that drop so much.
He's fantastic in Breaking Bad.
Yeah, man. That's how I got introduced to him and Flight of the Conchords. And so, working with him, I was like, can I bring up the fact that you are Glenn? And
he's good actor because he's able to like he's such a dweeb in the thing. He's like a slick guy.
His fucking his karaoke video that he does.
Yeah, we just saw that.
Is so weird, but yeah, he
great song though.
Yeah, what does he do? Elton John, or does he do
Major Tom? It's called
Major Tom. He's a fucking phenomenal actor because he's in The Wire too. He's in the last season of The Wire.
He memorized one of the scenes. He memorized like an entire like Italian like old timey song. It's really crazy.
My grandma, when I was just visiting my grandma, she loves competition shows, AGT, Dancing with the Stars, The Voice. She's real big on, and one of the guys on The Voice sang the opera song that Will Ferrell sings in Step Brothers.
Valare,
and it made me laugh. I just couldn't stop laughing. I was like, dude, you can't do that song on a talent show without people laughing at you because of Step Brothers.
No, it's ruined.
I just kept imagining boats and hoes. Boats and hoes. I kept adding that, and my grandma was like, what? And they're like, nothing. Don't worry about it. Prestige worldwide. Worldwide. Yeah, that song.
Worldwide.
He was like practicing it, and I was like, is this the song from Step Brothers? I thought it was.
Christine, where's our guest at? What up with that?
She's coming on right now. I'm about to invite her.
Oh, so you're not inviting her.
Oh, what's up? You've been playing games with us. Were you waiting for us to tell you to get her?
Can you throw
whatever you want, buddy. You're a producer. Me some
stuff right now.
Throw a heaven question at the two of you because it does confuse me the way they depict heaven. Let's say you've been like you were the nerd on Earth. Then you get to heaven. What happens then? Are you suddenly, Jensen Ackles there to women?
Oh, and you're, I mean, it's heaven. So it's got to be like you're perfect. life.
But then right? everyone is. What if everyone is a Jensen Ackles? Then
dude,
what,
no dry.
What
no dry,
I don't understand.
There's no dry weenies in heaven, dude. That's what it is.
No, everybody gets their peg wet in heaven.
But if everyone's
why is that not a shirt?
Then...
Yeah, dude. Get your peg wet in heaven. Everyone gets their peg wet in heaven. Yeah, dude. Heaven's fucking.
Hey, man. Let me tell you something. There's only one thing I know. Every man gets his peg wet in heaven.
He goes, you have working knowledge of a harp, and your peg gets wet. That's all everyone needs to know about heaven. That is it. You can fucking.
He goes, I'm not very good at the harp. Too much time getting my peg wet.
He goes, I give a couple brings, you know, and then I'm off just fucking assing and effing.
I go Eddie Van Halen up on the neck. He goes, there's no neck of a harp. You'd be surprised.
You go, listen,
my heaven harp's got one.
You haven't met the harpist in heaven. This guy can turn it into anything. I have a keytar harp.
Keytar harp. Christine, yes. Why does your video keep going? Video keep going off.
Joining the show.
Joining
the show. You can check her new podcast premiering December 14th at 1 p.m. on Gas Digital Network. We have one of our favorites of all time, just a cousin of the show, just a cousin always of the show. Please welcome the disgusting hawk herself, Jessica Kearson.
Hi, guys.
Jessica Kearson also doing a live comedy show called Disgusting Hawk, streaming December 10th at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Get your tickets now at jessicakearson.com. So,
Modine has no idea how much he's broken into the mainstream by arguing with us.
It's unbelievable. I mean, my name says Danielle Sweeney because that's my wife's name, and I'm fucking retarded and can't change it on my Cisco or whatever the hell this is. I can barely get out of bed. So
this looks like an interview where we find out you're an FBI agent and that's your real name, and you've just been getting a bunch of fucking law enforcement info on all the comics in New York City.
Yeah, I have so much on you, Dan.
Yeah, you go. I got a RICO statue of Dan Soder supplying guns to the triads in Flushing. You go, I'm going to take him down. He's going to Sing Sing for at least 20.
Wait till you hear about Jay. He's fucked.
No.
Done. No, he's Jay, done for.
You're kidding. You know how much I love you. Well, he was calling me Disgusting Hog, which everyone knows, but it sounded like Hawk. That's how this whole thing started.
Because he talks stupid.
Disgusting Hog. Like he was just
She's a disgusting hog and all of this. Like, and I really like porridge.
Another creature which looks like a hog.
Hawk.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, he has a K at the end of it.
He goes, Hog. Hog.
I know. Sounds like he has a fucking scone in his throat.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just eating me porridge and it got caught in me throat.
He said he was going to fight me and Dan together.
You're so disgusting. So I took it on because I hate myself and I love the name. I embrace that I'm a disgusting hog, hawk, whatever the fuck they want to call me. And I have a new podcast coming out with that name, and I'm doing a live streaming show with that name.
That's fantastic.
That is awesome.
Turn a positive into a super positive.
Yeah, your fans are amazing. They're all, and they're even on Twitter, like posting shit. I love them. I love that they embraced me as the disgusting hawk, you know?
Absolutely. And we announced it on our Legion of Skanks last week, your new podcast coming too. So everyone in the room was so excited. It was great.
That's awesome.
You're loved. You don't have to hate yourself. You're loved.
You are loved. Everyone loves the disgusting hawk.
I'm not even upset about it. I've literally accepted the fact that I'll never be okay. And I got to tell you, it's freeing. Like, the more you keep trying to fight it, it is.
I absolutely believe you. I'm with you almost in that sense. Like, yeah, no, it's just, I'm going to react all fucked up to stuff all the time. That's how it's going to have to be.
And aren't you happier because of that? Do you just accept it?
Sort of.
It's nice. It's a comforting feeling just knowing, like, hey, you know what? I'm always going to think I suck. And then it's like,
well, I mean, I'm trying to do work. I've been doing a lot of different therapies to try and be okay. That's the truth. I even did equine therapy. I stood across from a fucking horse. This is the honest to God truth.
Really?
And my therapist was like, you need to go for trauma work. And I think equine therapy would be great. This is, I swear on my children, I showed up. The horse's cock was this, it had a huge full erection, which was so traumatizing.
Yeah, he wanted to get into it.
Out?
It's just in pornography, yes.
Me too. I love that video of the woman choking on the horse's dick. I've thought about
so,
that.
Yeah. They explode in their mouth. There's so much cum. Their cheeks just go like all Louis Armstrong on it.
Yeah, it's like putting your mouth on a Super Soaker 200.
I love that sound.
Well, they always cough it, and it all comes out around the big. The craziest thing is how satisfyingly limp a horse dick goes after it comes is so hilarious. It goes from this crazy monster thing, and then just goes like, "Good, it's over." Just all like pulls away. Okay. It's weird.
Pulling the rope.
Like an electric awning.
The thought of Jessica though standing in a field, and they're like, okay, Mr. Butterscotch is a little erect right now, but let him calm down. He's like,
yeah.
Damn. No, it was the woman who was telling me what to do was this big dyke, which never works with me. I'm just not, you know, I mean, I eat box, but I'm not like, how you doing? My name is Ross. I'm going to be your instructor. This is your fucking horse.
She goes, hey, listen, broken child, my name's Carol. There's two things I like doing, throwing someone out in softball and just sucking on a puss. So this horse right here is going to make you feel better. Come pet it.
Suck on a puss.
She goes, I eat puss like watermelon wedges.
Give the horse a carrot. Horse loves carrots.
She goes, listen here, sweetheart. I'm going to give you a handful of oats, and this horse is going to lick it up like I do at a Derby Thursday.
All right. Now, if that horse puts his hoof in your hand, I'll nibble your nips later. All right. Yeah. All right.
She goes, something to calm her down is you could just name every UConn female basketball Hall of Famer, and that horse will eventually sit down. You'll watch a horse sit. So was she just like telling you, what did she tell you to do?
Oh, you're going
to
die. You're going to die. It was, first of all, I didn't realize how big horses were. I mean, I'm big, but horses are fucking huge.
I'm terrified of them. I'm afraid of them.
I know. I'm looking up at this horse, and basically the horse is supposed to mirror my feelings. I swear to God, it sounds like I'm making this up. And the horse,
no, it sounds like a 12-year-old girl's dream. Yeah. What you're having. I'm going to go mind meld with a horse, with a pony.
This horse is going to be my best friend.
Yeah. Mirror my emotions.
Well, what if I told you that most horses are emotionally retarded? But these people believe that, well, they're feeling it, so we take the money and we keep the lights on.
Could you imagine them setting you up to be rejected emotionally by a horse? He goes, he mirrors your emotions, and then you go to like rub his nose, and he just walks away from you. Like, the horse wanted nothing to do with me.
Or he just bites your nipple, and you go, Jesus.
That girl's a downer.
Sorry. It says under its breath, yeah, the horse is like, you'll never make it. Yeah. And just walks.
You go, excuse me, does this horse talk? And he goes, well, it hasn't in years. And you go, but you will admit that it has. And he goes, you're not original. You go, ow.
If I ran equine therapy, I would do the Mr. Ed move. I'd put peanut butter in all their mouths and just stand behind them and go, your parents don't like you because you're not good enough.
Watching the horse's mouth go, he goes, you can't accept love because no one loves you.
You're the bottomless hole you can never fill with all of your vices. You
drugs
should just
and alcohol.
End it.
Drugs and alcohol can help. Push away anyone that's close.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. They say you can't push things under the carpet. But you could buy a big old carpet to push this all under.
You should bury yourself in meaningless sex.
You start cutting.
That'll alleviate some of the pressure.
I heard suicide's only painful for a little bit.
With the rock cocktail. Yeah, with the rock cocktail, I heard you just drift off to sleep.
You should buy a gun and take it out on other people. Hey, guys, I think this horse is giving some real bad advice.
Well, if you really want to be famous, go on a mass murder. But make sure they see your face.
Kill yourself on stage. Kill yourself on stage and everyone will know it's their fault.
Shoot yourself the next time you perform at the Rectal Hut. Yeah.
Take them all out.
The horse just looked at me like, why are we here? Like, we both just look so confused.
The thought of a cigarette, of a horse putting out a cigarette to talk to you, where he goes... All right, who do we got? Who do we got over here?
What can I do you for?
So, who touched you? Dude, therapy horses just not caring is so goddamn your funny.
Your father didn't mean it. He was lonely.
And then you just got to come over and slather more Skippy in their mouth, and they go, "Hold on, he's." That's his time. You have to give him his time.
Then the person doing the voice comes around the corner.
They told me to put an apple in my mouth and just try to eat it with the horse. Like, So she was so dykey, and she's just like, you know, you're just hopefully the horse will take on your emotions and you'll be able to work through some stuff. I'm like, are you going to rape me? Like, you're scaring me.
I'm gonna rape you later. Now I want you to soul bond with this horse.
She goes, meld with the horse.
Here's the benefits.
I love her so much. She brought up.
Who's the big Mexican on the horse? Was he part of it?
This tiny man.
Oh, is that me?
They say equine therapy helps build emotional awareness, social skills, impulse control. Why impulse control? Because you want to grab that big old horse wiener? Is that what your impulse control is?
He goes, now, Jessica, no, don't grab the horse wiener.
Then there's an ad for Dupixent. What is that? The medication that's on.
That's so funny.
Dupixent?
They go, fuck petting a horse. Take this pill that'll fucking knock you back to 96.
By the way, one of the problems, you can't take it. Wait, go back to that, Christine. Go back to where we just were. One of the immediate problems they would say don't take it for is if you have a parasitic infection. What a weird thing. What does not mix with? If you're hosting an organism inside your body that is taking over your organs currently. Okay, well, I don't have that. Is this going to make my anxiety go down?
You go, am I in trouble? Is there a parasite? Are you telling me I have a parasite? You could have a parasite.
You feel it crawling around, really just sucking off your last blood.
Don't take it.
Yeah, it says it works with emotional regulation, the equine therapy, self-confidence, and responsibility.
I went to a horse farm.
I also did breath work where I went in with an intention and breathed through my mouth only, and a woman held my hand and said positive things in my ear, and then I took a tennis racket. I took a tennis racket and screamed at my father, who just passed away, hitting a pillow on my knees.
Okay.
The chicks do such weird shit. I've totally done like girl group weird.
Yeah. Okay, I was like, so how dare you? You're an asshole. And he just died.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. As a guy, all you have for that therapy is just watching a sunset and then being like, I'm not gay. And then that's how you clear all that up.
I'll tell you, I can't do it. I can't have the guy go, like, did you bring the egg I told you to bring? Like, yes. He goes, yell at it. Yell at it like it didn't show up for your graduation. I goes, I'm not going to yell at an egg, man. Yell at it. I can't. I'll never be serious about it. I'll fuck. I'll fuck it up. They'll be upset with me because I'm like, come on, I can't.
Also, I know that a lot of, every time I've had to do something like that or have gotten emotional, what's funny is a lot of other comedians go to my therapist. And so when I hear the door open, so when the door opens, I immediately change, you know, I'm like, I'm sitting there and I'm like, and I just want my daddy to love me. And so I walk in, I go, so I got 30 new minutes. It's all pretty much like, you know, fucking brand new. No one's ever done it. And it's
and you walk outside, you walk out in the lobby. You're like, hey, Joelist.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? What's up, Mark Norman? No, I'm fine. Whatever, dude. That's, it's going so good in there. We're just talking about bits that I'm working on.
Your therapist lobby is like a goddamn commercial audition. Yeah, you walk really out, just see everybody's there.
I used to follow Aaron Berg, you know, so you'd come out and you'd be like, they're great. Yeah, he goes, I'm killing.
This is going to sound more insulting than I want it to, but it's not. But I got to tell you, your good friend, Rich Aronovich, you and Rich do a lot of stuff together. I didn't know he got married, and yeah. I saw a thing of him getting married. Gorgeous chick. Girl. Yeah, I've never met her before, but good for him, man. She's like a cool,
and
like,
he
fucking...
just had a baby. That picture was right after she had the, not right, she was a full face makeup.
She goes, right after, she goes, yeah, there's a belly button hanging out of her twat. Like,
she goes, hit it, no flash, hit it right now.
She shit all over her, feces everywhere.
She goes, hold on. I'm losing afterbirth. Take a picture though.
Yo, that's the new bonfire Instagram challenge. Right after you give birth, you gotta have a full body shot of all your the nonsense coming out of you, but you gotta duck lip to the cameras.
You're sexy. Like you're selling fucking hair gummies.
Just a placenta, your own shit.
Turns out it was twins.
Yeah, episiotomy stitch coming out, just like that. Baby, I love you so much. Make love to the camera.
Oh, there it is. Still moving out of me.
I could never do a duck face. Could you imagine? I should start doing it and people think I need to be in like a mental institution. Could you imagine if I was like...
It would be funny to get the first call about it where you go, hey man, have you seen what Jessica's doing on Instagram? And you go, I haven't. And you go, it's... Someone should reach out, dude. I'm a little worried.
Dude, I'm going to start doing the Miley Cyrus and all my pictures. Yeah, let's all pick something right now that we will agree when quarantine's over. What do you think we agree? Let's all figure out for the three of us to be something different. What do we
do
in pictures from now on? Okay, a finger bite's good.
Finger bite's great.
I was thinking just the annoying like tongue out that I see lots of teenagers. They're just like,
I was going to do that.
But with this.
Yeah.
Tongue out.
Pete Davidson was big on the tongue out. Miley Cyrus does the tongue out. Jay, you could do the tongue out. Let's see your tongue out. Oh, Big Pink. Oh,
Big Pink.
I don't know. I think you can do the peace sign kissy face.
Or peace sign kissy face is pretty great. Yeah, totally.
That's pretty great. That's fucking, that works for me. That works. And then I do the fucking, oh no, did I use something naughty?
Mine are very pretentious. I did metal horns for a long time.
I still do
sometimes,
metal horns.
Sometimes I still do metal horns, and then I throw, for some reason, even like a down pointed like P. It's very. I don't know what it is, and yet it's completely choreographed.
Those days are over because you have a new thing that you're going to do in photos.
Oh my God, buddy, that is.
Yeah,
is that it?
Peace sign up, tongue out. Peace sign That's, up.
Maybe we should all do the same one.
Yeah, maybe
see
we should.
If any of the comics start noticing
that the three of us all do. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that too. I'm very okay with that, dude. I'm very okay.
We have to.
I fucking love it.
In every picture with
the props.
With every fan. By the way, I like Jessica's twist on going dead eyes on it too. Just like
dead eyes has to, guys. Like I'm listen, group. This is a group effort. But Jessica is the lead art. She is the lead creative on this, and I completely agree. We do dead eyes.
Dead eyes.
Oh.
Not even looking at, not looking at the camera, just looking like it's near it. Sort of.
And guys, feel free to do a very bulbous, almost Down syndrome like tongue. Feel free to really do like a.
Oh, you want to go fat tongue, maybe?
Yeah, we can fat tongue. Yeah, oh, dude, good. God, we're gonna look so hot. We're gonna look so hot in our photos.
That was very
with celebrities.
That was so.
Dude, if I take pictures when Billions comes back and we're finishing season 5,
oh my god, dude. Dude, you with Paul Giamatti and you're just not taking it seriously at all. He's got his hands in his suit pocket, flicking his blazer back, and you're going.
By the way, I'm really gonna half-ass the peace sign too. You're getting like this.
Yeah, they're almost like, falling for. I
know. Oh, man, we're gonna like, fucking rule.
Like, fucking like the Donnie Darko rabbit.
It would be great if we could all have a little white foam on each side of our mouths also.
Yeah.
Get your mouth nice and dry.
I smoke cigarettes. I smoke cigarettes and weed. I can always chalk that up real quick. Don't worry. Just a couple of loose sentences. A couple of W words. It'll build up.
I would just need to start talking about like this.
Oh, yeah. Go glottal lisp.
Glottal lisp to build up the sides of the mouth, and then you do the...
I'm starting to really enjoy now the unconfident peace sign. The...
Let's try it out, dude. Hey, try mine.
This is so visual for an audio medium, but when you come to our live shows, you're going to see.
It pays off. You're going to see. It really pays off.
Pays off big time. Yeah,
we'll start selling helmets that say the bonfire. And boxes of crayons.
Boxes of crayons would be nice. Or like not necessarily refrigeratable handy snacks, right? Like the jello needs a fridge, but you know, just like puddings and whatnot.
Yeah. Do you love
puddings? Vanilla pudding. Vanilla pudding. Yeah. What a great call. What a great call and response with the audience. Like, that's going to be that's better than the Wendy Williams, how you doing at the beginning. How everyone just doing? Goes, we go, thank you for coming out to the show. And everybody just goes into a complete, like,
complete
doof face.
It's going to fucking work. Our doof face is definitely going to work. Let's take a break. We're hanging out with Jessica Kearse. Dude, Jessica, I love the fact that you have used Disgusting Hawk for these shows so much that it warms my heart in a very strange way. Jessica Kearson, Disgusting Hawk live comedy show. You're the fucking best. Live comedy show is going to be streaming virtually December 10th at 6 p.m. West Coast, 9 p.m. East Coast. To get your tickets now at jessicakearson.com and then the Disgusting Hawk podcast. It's going to be streaming. I love it. It's coming to Gas Digital, premiering December 14th at 1 p.m. And then the show will always stream for free on Mondays at 1 p.m. starting December 14th at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. You can sign up to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use promo code HAWK to get a free trial. Do that. Jessica's one of the funniest comedians.
You going to hang out with us for the rest of the show, Jessica? We only have like 20 minutes left. Yeah. Please. Nice.
Yeah, sure.
And we'll be right back.
And just
everybody.
So you know, in the podcast, I'm doing all different characters. I do 10 characters, and I interview people in character. It's fucking insane.
I cannot fucking wait.
We'll be right back with Jessica Kearson. It's the bonfire. Oh, anybody getting booted by an animal, by a horse, particularly, makes me laugh so hard. So damn, that's always my thing. It's like, give me your hoof. Give me your hook. You just get jammed across the room.
Bang! Like, I woke up and my chest cavity had been sunken in by the colt's left foot, and then my head had been stomped on by its back right foot.
Christy, bring up a video of somebody getting slammed by a horse.
And while you do that, welcome back our guest, Jessica Kearson, whose Disgusting Hawk comedy show is going to be streaming December 10th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Go to jessicakearson.com. And you can the new podcast, Disgusting Hawk, coming out December 14th at 1 p.m. Let's fucking do it.
And the old podcast, relatively sane, still up and going. The old podcast. The old one. If you're a classic, Kearson. Can Jessica not hear? Are everybody not hear us again?
Nice.
Just us. What do you got to do, Lou? I think they all hear each other, but nobody hears us. Lou.
This is us, by the way. I can't even hear how good of an intro we just gave.
It was such a good intro. Is it?
Yeah, there's something off in the new studio. That's the reason. It's not me.
We have to. she's giving our peace signs, though. What? So this won't happen. Is this our new studio for good now?
No. Just for today because we're at a live at an odd time.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I forgot that because we're going through Codec that we actually need a studio to run it through. And I was just like, right. Oh, look at Lou using the term studio. Like, we're still actually.
Yeah, this studio's stupid as shit.
This studio sucks. I pee on the floor of this. It's just me pissing on the floor of Katie's apartment.
Look at that.
Like, no.
We bored Jessica to death. Great.
Oh, no.
Great job. Great. Jacob doesn't care.
Yell, tell Christine to vamp. Jay, tell Christine to vamp with Jessica.
Christine, vamp with Jessica.
Oh, here she is. They're back. I can hear them. They're here. Oh, yes. Wow. You just missed the greatest intro we gave you, Jessica.
It's such a beautiful intro.
It was unbelievable.
Beautiful.
Oh, my God. So much.
And we thought you were stone. We thought you were stone facing us. Christine, can you look up videos of people getting booted by horses?
That's what we were talking about. Really gnarly one, but it is like 3 seconds long. But
perfect.
It's just immediately.
I don't know if I should watch it.
Watch it.
I watch. She goes. No, not getting bucked off.
Oh yeah, it's a blonde woman.
Wow. Not getting bucked off. Somebody getting like fuck like back kicked.
Yeah.
You're really having a problem connecting with people. Also, what you have to bring up is Jessica was blown away by my shocking news that there exists horse cock dildos.
I had no idea.
No, there's not. Really? You
and I
buy
think they
one
make,
the size?
I think they make some of them that have like a large like bladder in them for squirting out some sort of like a crazy amount of like horse cum. It's crazy, yeah.
I would do that if it was like tzatziki sauce. I love tzatziki sauce.
I love tzatziki.
In any hole.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Boy?
Oh, hey, can out. You... Oh. That's what you find out. That kid wasn't therapy worthy.
No, he wasn't. Oi. He's like, the horse is like, dude,
okay.
Fuck you. You got some problems. Now you
should
can't
I call
let love in.
So should, how I call my let... fa- should I call my father this holiday season? Tell me if I should call my daddy. Oh.
Damn, dude. He connected. He fucking connected right on the jaw.
Again, double kicked by a horse has to be. Oh. That's a death sentence. That guy's dead. That person's
Holy
dead.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Christine, do me a favor. Put this out on social media because this is this is therapy horse revenge right here.
Oh,
Superman. Oh.
Oh.
These videos are like when the horses take over. This is another. It's two videos, not enough audio.
It's two visuals. It's horses biting, and that's a therapy video. Oh.
But you can. What did the kid do? Ask yourself that.
Yeah, the kid, what was the kid saying?
There
the
you
horse
go.
Picking someone up and then stomping on them. You don't think about all the ones where they do like equestrian riding like these people. They just get fucking tossed around.
It's fantastic. Well, look, I mean, they're trying to make these horses do like American Ninja Warrior games. Like, okay, yeah, now do a pull-up over the water. Yeah. Christine, go to the pictures, please, if you would, of horse dildos and possibly ones that... squirt some sort of a fluid. A video.
I'd argue that part of my job is looking at black dick.
It's true. It is.
Well, all right.
That's a drop, Jessica. That's a drop of Christine.
I swear on my life, I just watched Christine and I'm like, did I lose connection again?
No.
I swear, my mouth is moving. I didn't know what just...
Give Jessica a Christine montage, Lou.
That's when they rape you to show you what a homo you are. I can have a black child.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for weird sex.
Mm-hmm.
I am a genius.
Wow. All right.
I am a genius. I'm a genius.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Christine, when you couldn't hear us the first time, we were doing your inner voice. you and Jacob too.
We're going.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at it. It's two two liter bottles stacked on each other. Look at that.
I am in shock right now.
You are on eBay right now making a bid on this thing, I bet. The strap on horse cock.
I tell you which one I would get.
Go ahead.
Damn. So much rubber. Rubber meets the road.
Christine, please back to the page, the purchase page, please. We're trying to see which one
we're trying to
purchase.
Pick one out. She's got a new podcast coming out. We need
Christine's,
to
I think
something.
Yeah, Christine, are you trying to sell me on the strap-on one, you son of a bitch?
No, what? This looks like it was Amazon, a whole page of- and it should be shamed.
I keep thinking it's Christine talking too. Go back to the, please, Christine.
I'm going back. I'm going back here.
Okay. Jessica, pick. What's your weapon of choice, Hunger Games?
That yeah, red one. Drop,
he goes, yeah, they dropped. If you were going to what?
If you were going to go like into a strap-on to use, mm-hmm. I think maybe, I can't see the bottom ones, but maybe the...
Oh, yeah. It's a whole new world over there.
Oh, my God.
All right, the 12 kilogram super heavy one. I got to look more into that one because that's something they shouldn't sell.
Shit. That shouldn't. That
look
is.
Look at that woman with the one in her. Tight.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those videos. It's fascinating what you can fit inside a vagina. It really just is fascinating.
I am in so much shock right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're used to like girl fingers and faces. You, a horse cock is that's 180 degrees the other way.
Said girls' fingers and faces. It sounds like a song. Girls' fingers and faces.
It's definitely sang by a quartet of some sort. Girls' fingers and faces. It shoots something out. You see. It's really impressive. It's just, how could you ever have a dick big enough when this is possible?
Yeah,
when it's possible.
Oh my God, why am I doing Kegels while I'm watching this?
Because you don't want this to happen to you. You don't want to think you can be able to make this happen.
I don't want that to happen to me. I have too many issues. That's a lot.
Christine's looking at this and thinking that she could possibly win a fear factor if this was what was involved.
For sure.
She goes, please don't make me eat. Don't make me eat. I won't eat a bull's cock, but I will fuck myself with it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's really. But what's crazier is, dude, when.
I can't believe you just find this.
A guy got fucked to death by a horse.
Yes, I remember that.
That was a big thing, Mr. Hands. Mr. Hands? Is that was everyone?
Yes, that was the guy. I mean, we've brought that video up several times.
Well, there is no video of it. They always say there is, but there isn't. We've
talked about it.
We've talked about it. There is a video.
I saw it like a long, and it was like a friend had to, you had to like go and like find a link to find a link to find a link.
Oh, boy.
And that link went right to my phone. Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody, here it is. Hey. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy yourselves. Yeah, I couldn't imagine you could take something like that inside of you as a man where there wouldn't be some sort of like, even if you just got to pop into the hospital for some outpatient stuff, it's definitely going to be like, you should definitely take a trip. You should definitely take a trip. Swing through, yeah, just get, yeah, hit the triage.
By,
get the triage, mention what happened a few times, see if they think anything should be done, and then go get some Long John Silver's after.
Opinion. You can ask their professional opinion. You can ask a lot of stuff.
You can tell them to phone a friend if you like. I don't know. I don't know how to handle it. It's all new to me, too.
I mean, was that hot to you guys to see her put that giant thing inside of her?
No.
Yes. No. I tried to time that so perfectly with you, Dan. We did it.
No. Yeah.
I said yes at the same exact time you said no. Is it hot to me? It's got. Here's the thing. It's got to be for extreme sex stuff. Now it's got to be about the level of hot to it. Something about professional porn has to be. It's such like a sad world of it that it's like I'd find it hotter if it was like an average looking
yeah.
kind of girl at home who's like, I want to put a big old horse cock in my puss. Mm-hmm. Like versus like a hot girl who like needs meth and like that's why she's doing it to get it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like that's so
I'm laughing because we didn't even see her face. So her face could be look like a horse. Like, you know what I'm saying? She could have been like, she could have been like this.
Was that not her in the beginning?
Oh,
it's a guy.
That's a guy.
Oh. And let's take bets right now. I say down to the balls. I say to the balls, Dan. To the balls.
No. I don't know the way to the balls. He already hit his ceiling.
Nah, I'm kidding you guys. This is me. That's how I knew it goes to the balls.
Dude, I love that red couch you have.
Oh my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He's getting it to the ball. Oh, my God.
I didn't think he was going to the balls for real. Guys, I know what we're all thinking. Where does it go, right?
God, this guy probably can eat like a king.
Where's he put it? Am I right or am I right?
This guy's got a hollow back. Am I right? What's up? Does he have a? Is he? What is this guy? A G.I. Joe?
He's not gonna have a trachea.
Oh, yeah, this guy. I mean,
this is gonna change. This is gonna change his voice. Oh man, it flipped out. Oh.
By the way, if you saw, he very casually stuffed it back in. It was no big deal.
After this, he's like, wow, that was amazing.
Yeah. Dude, his fucking, oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What's the motor attached to it?
He's motoring.
Guys, this is, I assure you, wherever this is happening, God is not involved. Oh my God. Don't put this on him.
If you're this guy's boyfriend, how are you like, well, I can't satisfy you.
What happened to this person?
If ever there was a commercial for a leather or vinyl chair, though.
My
because
Lord.
Because I got to tell you do see that the cleanup there is basically paper towels away. If this was microfiber, that chair's ruined. If that's microfiber.
Can we also talk about the grip in his knees that he's not slipping off this thing right now?
I'll tell you what. Guys, I'm trying to. My new thing's looking for the positive and the negative. This guy can ride a cock. I mean, for sure. This guy definitely. His motion's good. He's got a good hold of the root right there at the base, so he's riding you. He's not coming up too far and aggressive. Christine, wink, wink. He's not coming up too far and aggressive.
Do you think this is his therapy dildo? Do you think this is the one that he uses?
I don't know. If it were a choice between me doing this or killing myself, I would kill myself. This is.
How about if you can kill yourself like this?
Yeah, what if you could hit the off switch on your heart if you put that inside of you?
All right, then I would do it. Oh, my God. He's coming.
He's coming. Look at him go.
Oh, God, I'm so upset.
Yeah, me too. This guy's having a way better time than all of us.
This is your new life. I don't know if you know this, Jessica, but Jacob found out yesterday that he's been masturbating to a transgender man for a long time in Elliot Page. He didn't know.
So
Jacob's got a lot. He's coming to grips with a lot today. So that was a lot we just laid on, Jacob. You don't have to start with that size, Jacob. You can go small first.
Did you guys notice his butt cheek cool down that he had to push his butthole back together?
I did.
Oh,
I did.
My God. I didn't notice that.
He had to fold his asshole really up. He had to fold his asshole up like the fortune teller thing you used to make in school on loose leaf paper.
Or like an old road map.
He folded it like a flag and then placed it back inside his asshole.
Yeah, he goes, guys, I need to make sure the key is on the outside so I can understand everything that's going on.
Triangle, flip, triangle, flip.
He goes, I'm lucky that we lost one of my cousins in the first Gulf War, so I know how the flag is fold. I know how to fold the flag.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe we just watched.
Me neither. What a way to end an episode.
I can't believe we're all still wearing clothes.
I can't believe
I can't believe all my orifices aren't filled.
Yeah, order yours now is all I got to say.
Sweet Lord.
I'm never going into one of my holes again.
Yeah.
All right, guys, me, Jessica, and Dan, and a three-person horse cock, horse dildo fuck off. After you fuck a horse cock, that will be what your peace sign looks like. You're never quite sure if there's ever really peace in the world anymore. I don't know. Jessica, we always love having you on so much. It flies by, first of all, which is always upsetting. because we'd love to talk to you. Jessica Kirsten, I always try to make sure I say it right now. Jessica Kirsten, Disgusting Hawk live comedy show, going to be streaming virtually December 10th at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Get your tickets now at jessicakirsten.com. It's K-I-R-S-O-N, Kirsten.com. Her podcast, Relatively Sane, available wherever you listen. And, of course, her new podcast, Disgusting Hawk, premiering December 14th at 1 p.m. on Gas Digital, my podcast brethren. Yes. The show will always stream for free on Mondays at 1 p.m. starting December 14th at GasDigitalNetwork.com/live. You can sign up to GasDigitalNetwork.com and use promo code HAWK. And you're going to get a free trial. That's right. 30 days for free with code HAWK. Let them know that you're listening. So go to that GasDigitalNetwork.com and use the code HAWK for your subscription. And Jessica, we love you so much. Guys, it's been a great week. Such an amazing, fun week, everyone. And thank you, Jessica, for being here with us for the last one, a rare live Thursday, except for next Thursday when we'll be doing it again. Rarely. Love you all. And, of course, love to Black Lou, his family. Baby Hendrix doing good.
Also, real quick, happy birthday, Stephanie Falcone, one of our counselors.
Falcone's birthday.
It's Falcone's birthday. Happy birthday, Falcone. Happy birthday, Falcone.
Happy. I would tell Jessica to sing happy birthday to you, but she might get in some kind of appropriation lawsuit or something. I don't know. I don't want Jessica to sing Black Happy Birthday. It could go weird.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that sounded a little black and a little deaf. And that's what I loved about it.
I loved
it. That was the point.
We'll catch you guys. We'll be back live on Monday, everybody. Until then, crackle, crackle.